Hello and welcome to Wireless Watch Japan's Portable Reportable News Update for Friday, June 4th, 2004. I'm Daniel Skuka. If you've been watching Japan technology news lately, or better yet, logging onto wirelesswatch.jp, you'll have noticed an increasing amount of coverage devoted to the new multimedia cell phones. These are basically phones that have been adapted to include analog TV and FM radio broadcast receiver chips. The idea is to integrate the TV or radio receiver chip into the phone to enable mobile users to watch regular terrestrial TV broadcasts or listen to FM radio. The TV and radio functions make use of the phone's battery, as well as the keypad, LCD display, and audio playback to power, control, watch, and listen to the received signal, but otherwise these functions are completely separate from the voice and data capabilities on the handset. While a number of Japanese electronic manufacturers have developed analog TV and FM chips, it was cellular carrier Vodafone Japan and their supplier NEC who launched the first commercially available analog TV-enabled handset, the V601N, in December 2003. The carrier claimed this was the world's first TV cell phone, and it was based on an otherwise normal second-generation handset. Users receive TV signals by simply turning the device on and pressing a button, similar to any regular TV. The phone can also record up to 9 screenshots from the TV signal, but can't record video. Although they're aware of these new cell phones, Japan's TV broadcasters are yet to create any programming customized for mobile watchers, nor have they integrated any special content onto their existing mobile internet sites. In April this year, Vodafone released a second multimedia handset, the V401T from Toshiba, which features analog TV and FM radio capability, and the company is planning a third, the V402SH from Sharp, for release later in July. The new Toshiba model allows users to record up to 12 minutes of actual video from TV broadcasts, but the saved files can only be played back locally and cannot be transmitted or transferred off the handset, thus avoiding rights management complaints from broadcasters at the expense of customer choice. While Vodafone Japan has a policy of not releasing model-by-model sales figures, these analog TV phones appear to be selling quite well. In fact, there was a sales spike in March this year when a new, all-white version of the first V601N TV phone was marketed, a rare event in the hyper-competitive Japan market, where cell phone sales generally decline steadily after the first few months. The major problem with these analog TV-capable phones is battery life. None of them can display more than about an hour of TV before almost killing the battery, which otherwise would keep the phone running fine with normal voice calling and mobile internet data use for an entire week. The phones have TV limiter functions built in which automatically switch the TV off when remaining battery life is down to about 10%, so that mobile users won't inadvertently be left unable to call. This feature is a wise move and has obvious safety and security implications. In our discussions with Vodafone, even the carrier admits that these phones are more marketing test devices than fully fleshed out ideas. There is no revenue model associated with sending analog TV to a cell phone, and for now it's being marketed as a commuter convenience feature, allowing absent parents to watch, say, the same soccer goal or sumo throw as their kids sitting at home in front of the tube. What these phones do achieve is making mobile customers aware that TV on a cell phone is doable, after a fashion. And meanwhile, industry planners are focusing their attention on the advent of terrestrial digital TV broadcasting in Japan, due for nationwide rollout by 2006. Digital TV can be fed to cell phones much like the hugely successful wireless internet services. Further, by clicking on a link embedded in a digital TV image, the phone can be instructed to pop the onboard browser and open up a specific web page, say the campaign site for an advertiser. Also, digital TV will allow direct feedback to the broadcaster, opening up all manner of audience participation possibilities. Sure enough, at the time of the Tokyo Business Show held in April, Vodafone competitors KDDI and NTT Docomo displayed working concept cell phones capable of receiving digital TV signals. Both enunciated quite different business plans for making money from mobile digital TV. KDDI has also scored some remarkable early success with their FM cell phone, released in fall 2003, which, unlike Vodafone's analog TV cell phones, does have a tightly integrated mobile internet capability allowing listener feedback as well as marketing. For details on the FM cell phone's business success and plans for digital TV, join us next week for Wireless Watch Japan's Portable Reportable Update. I'm Daniel Skuka. This program copyright 2004 Wireless Watch Japan, all rights reserved.